The truth lives.
Political Bomb Show, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshon Blyden. You can visit our website at politicalbombshow.cf. Today I had the pleasure of speaking with, which is rare, I rarely get to speak with millennials. And I spoke with a high schooler today, and she wanted to talk politics. And the question she asked me was, do I like Trump? That's the first question she asked me. And I gave her my unbiased and honest opinion. So I'd like to get to that call. So thank you, Ava. Let's get to the call.
Do you like Donald Trump?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, me too. I just think he's so good at what he does.
Besides, what about Republicans versus Democrats? Is there anyone you like or don't like?
No, not really.
Like, for instance, take John McCain. How do you feel about him?
I like him.
Really? Why?
I don't know. He has an oomph to him that's, like, fantastic.
No, I don't like him at all. Oh. See, I'm very strongly conservative, and he's moderate, like more leaning towards the liberals, so I don't like him at all.
Oh, I understand.
So, what else do you like as far as politics goes?
Well, Hillary Clinton, I think she was good, too. It was pretty close against Donald Trump and Hillary, right?
It was, but how do you feel about having someone as president who did so many illegal things, like keeping those emails on a private server? That's definitely legal.
I wouldn't feel safe, you know?
Right, right. Now, how long have you been into politics?
Since I was like maybe 7.
Okay, so.
I was very strong for politics.
Right. So you think one day you'd like to be a politician, or you just like?
I think I'm just gonna watch it on the TV, you know, because I just love it so much. I'm just gonna keep on watching it every single time it comes on, every 4 years.
Now, where do you watch it on? What channels?
I watch it on like all the channels, the channels that show it. Maybe Global News.
Like CNN, NBC, Fox.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What about talk radio? Do you listen to any talk radio at all?
No, not really.
You don't like it, or you just don't have the time?
I just don't have the time. Like, I'm busy trying to make signs for Donald Trump and everything, you know?
Right, right.
And I would really like to meet Donald Trump one day. I just think he's such an idol to everybody.
Well, I did meet him. I went on a campaign trail. I was a volunteer, so I met him that way before.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was fun. He seemed like a nice guy. I don't know why some people don't like him. Go ahead.
I know. I don't know why some people like him. I know some people at my school, they call him like a Oompa Loompa. You know, the ones from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I don't know why, though. He's such an idol.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't understand. Well, I mean, the economy, honestly, it's doing, I'm making more money in my paycheck, you know, and
and
Black people are doing better off than they did before. So, and so is Hispanics and women as far as jobs go.
It's great.
Right. So I don't understand. So do you have arguments with some of your friends at school?
Oh, yeah, all the time about Donald Trump. They're like, oh, my God, I hate Donald Trump. And I'm like, I just don't understand why. Like, what did he do to you, right?
Right. Have they ever give you an honest answer as to why they don't like him?
No, not really. It's just, like, mumble jumble. Like, he's just, like, yeah, they don't really finish their sentences.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think they don't really have a reason. They just, like, they'll hear something negative and they'll just go with it.
I know.
See, they need to, you should tell them that they should really do research. Like, if they hear something, they should actually research it and see if it's actually true or not. You know, that's the way you should go about doing it.
Uh-huh, I agree.
Let's see what else. So are you registered to vote yet? Are you young, old enough to vote?
No, I'm not old enough to vote yet, but I love watching the politics.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. That's good that you're engaged and you're into politics. Not many young people like it. They seem to stay away from it.
Not many people understand it either.
Right. Now, do you do a lot of reading as well? Political reading or blogs and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, not really, but I'd like to get into that soon.
Okay, so have you created a podcast here or you just listen?
I just listen most of the time. I just got this app today, actually.
Oh, did you? Okay. So you thinking that you want to create a podcast show and talk about politics or no?
Well, I like to talk about a variety of things like sports and music and everything.
Right. So maybe you should do a variety show.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, I mean, that's what I do. Even though my show says Political Bomb, so I talk about various things as well.
Yeah. Well, I need to go, but we should definitely pick up this conversation sometime again.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for taking time to talk.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
And that was Ava, and I thank her for calling, and she'd like to conversate more. I just wish that more young people was into politics like her, and she stays strong with her beliefs. She has friends that don't like the president for whatever reason, and she stays strong. Obviously, I'm not a robot or a sheeple or a lemon. I don't like everything that he does, but overall, he's doing great things for the country. And I just wish that the establishment Republicans and the Democrats and the media would stay out of his way so he can do better. Why would they want the country to fail? That's what it seems like. They would rather the country fail than to keep pushing this phony agenda with Mueller. He's just wasting our tax dollars. And I just could go on and on about this, but I definitely hope I have more young folks calling about politics. I thought it was an insightful conversation, and thank you, Ava, so much for calling us.
Now I ain't playing with no nuclear, cause now we friends with the North Korea. Now I ain't playing with no nuclear, cause now we friends with the North Korea. Shake hands now, go ahead, shake hands. Nuclear bomb with a couple Kims on my arms. Wearing our Hawaiian shirts, we got the palms on the arms. He said, I can tell you rock, come on play the guitar. Far as bombs, you got a lot, I think they cause too much harm. Am I wrong? But I'm looking for some peace, you agree, yeah. My Twitter told me I can sing dance better than Bieber, Korean leader. Hold up, I gotta take down all my explosives. Okay, get your peace, but then we get some drinks. I pull up in the tank, they all got up in. We all went to din, and then I had to pay. If you're fucking with this Kim, then you better be paid, you know why? Take too much to trust ya. From what I heard, you don't pee or poop. My best friend said you used to fuck with Russia. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love ya. Now I ain't playing with no nuclear, cause now we friends with the North Korea. Now I ain't playing with no nuclear, cause now we friends with the North Korea. Shake hands now, go ahead, shake hands. 18 years, we got real good wigs. They last for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his wigs. I heard Obama think he dance moves better than this. You would see him on the TV any given Sunday. But I won the vote, now I run the country. Supposed to run the USA with your money. And now we in Korea getting drunk on your money. We walking around looking like Mike Cole with your money. Should've got that short little Trump with your money. If you ain't no punk, I'll in North Korea. Yeah, got friends in North Korea now. When we shaking hands, we got peaceful lands. 18 years. And in 2018, we made a deal for peace. Now I ain't playing with no nuclear, cause now we friends with the North Korea. Now I ain't playing with no nuclear, cause now we friends with the North Korea. Shake hands now, go ahead, shake hands. Shake hands now, go ahead, shake hands. Shake hands now, go ahead, shake hands. go ahead, shake hands. Shake hands now, go ahead. Now we're friends in North Korea, baby, we got peace. She don't wanna do to nuke who doesn't pull or pee. You go out to war, Rocket Man, yeah, you all got beef. There's countries in the world, they think we all crazy. But while you're friendly, watch him. He gon' make it to the moon out of the rocket. He got that ambition, Kanye. Look at his eyes. This week he's shaking hands, next week he got spies. So stick by his side. I know this dude's falling, and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep tweeting and lying. But you stay right, girl. And when you piss him off, he'll send a nuke to the whole world. Shake hands now, go ahead, shake hands. Shake hands now, go ahead, shake hands. Shake hands now, go ahead, shake hands. Shake hands now, go ahead.
Since the election, we have created 2.4 million new jobs, including including 200,000 new jobs in manufacturing alone. Tremendous number. After years and years of wage stagnation, we are finally seeing rising wages. Unemployment claims have hit a 45-year low. And something I'm very proud of, African-American unemployment stands at the lowest rate ever recorded. And Hispanic-American unemployment has also reached the lowest levels in history. Small business confidence is at an all-time high. The stock market has smashed one record after another, gaining $8 trillion and more in value in just this short period of time.
So, you see, I don't think you need really any more explanation as to why I love this president, because he's helped lots of people in the African-American community, Hispanic community, all-time low in unemployment. Do you think any of them are grateful for it, or are they ungrateful? It doesn't pay to be ungrateful, folks. Be grateful. Admit that you made a mistake and you should have never been a Democrat. Admit that they have never helped you. All they did was hold you back and keep you in the system. As long as they keep feeding you money, giving you welfare checks, they had you under their thumb. It was modern day slavery. So admit it, get out of it, move on, and prosper. Thank you.
Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all to corrupt it. Political bomb, political bomb, so come on people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb, so come on people, let's go.